This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz Dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we are talking about condiments in restaurant. No, condiments.
Let's, Abby, keep all of this.
Today, we're talking about condiments on restaurant tables.
Okay, and this was suggested by PYL3003 on Reddit as condiments on restaurant/diner tables.
That's right. And I should say that when this topic first was, you know, sort of...
Floated. We were floating on a paddleboard.
I was like, yes, it was during our corporate retreat in August. I was like, what? Like, I had a really hard time figuring out what this even meant. Like, condiments on restaurant tables?
Yes. So, Molly's first response to that was, would that be, like, grape jelly?
And I was just thinking of, like...
I've never laughed harder at anything Molly has said.
I still don't really get what's funny about it.
I think it's that like, the correct answer is, you mean ketchup. And... I can't even imagine.
Well, I think a diner, like, for sure. Like, I think I've sometimes, like, seen a pot of, like, strawberry.
Okay.
Refrigerator.
Yeah, that's fair.
Refrigerator jam.
Yeah.
No, freezer jam.
Freezer jam. Refrigerator jam.
I'm broken.
I used to make strawberry freezer jam, and it was really good. I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah, freezer jam is really good.
Yeah, and then I used to buy it, and it was kind of the same as homemade, and I haven't gotten that in a while either. I should do that. I think we did an episode about that. So now this episode is about condiments on restaurant and diner tables.
That's right. So so when I think about this, one of the first thing that comes...
Is grape jelly, obviously.
No. When I think about this, one of the first things that comes to mind is when you go out to a diner, it's breakfast time, and there's like a little stainless steel pitcher of syrup with that like little hinged lid that's kind of really rattly and loose.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
But it's never maple syrup. It's always pancake syrup.
Right, which I'm fine with, honestly.
Of course, also, I find myself thinking about ketchup and mustard, but then like I can't think of many restaurants other than just like a burger place where those are out on tables.
Okay.
But at other places, you've got like salt and pepper.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into this right now. Are salt and pepper condiments?
No.
Okay. I also vote no. I feel like a condiment has to be wet.
Oh, that's a really good point. I think does have to be. Well, okay. What about like Molly McButter? like some butter powder that you shake on something.
Oh, I don't know.
That is not like a spice that you would put in during cooking.
It's a seasoning.
You would add it upon serving.
So I think I would call it a seasoning when it's like a dry flavoring that you apply at the table and a condiment when it's a wet flavoring that you apply at the table.
Okay. I'll go with that.
Okay. So Molly McButter. Number one is your alter ego, and number two is a seasoning.
That's right. Okay. So, Matthew, what are your memory lane items?
So, I think I'm going to keep...
Oh, dear. Matthew...
Also, it's my birthday.
Matthew has reached the end of his model's.
The end of my tether.
It's the end of your model's lifespan. Your model's gone obsolete and you're starting to short circuit.
Right. So I'm like Johnny Five from Short Circuit, and I am short circuiting.
We need Matthew 2024.
That's right. Yeah. No, replace me with a newer, younger model with like abs.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Great.
That's what the listeners have been clamoring for.
That is what they've been clamoring for. Okay, but Matthew, you were saying something.
Make me young, dumb, and full of abs.
Make me yum is what started to say.
Make me yum by putting condiments on me. See, we're back.
Okay, we got to keep in.
All right, so condiment memory lane.
There you go.
Like, you know, I remember like the first time going for pho, and of course we talked about like the pho accompaniments on the pho episode with Andrea Nguyen, which is a good episode that you should go listen to instead of this one. That they like bring you like all the stuff you need to flavor this up exactly the way you want.
Yeah, but we're only talking about on the table.
Right. Shit. Well, okay, but...
So in that case, we got sriracha. We've got hoisin sauce.
Those might already be on the table.
We've also often got like a chili oil.
Right. Yeah. So like when you go to a Chinese restaurant, often there'll be like a chili oil with plenty of sediment in it. I love that. There'll be like a soy sauce dispenser. I love that.
Oh, God. I'm so glad you mentioned this because I have such vivid memories of going to, again, Hunan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. In Cassidy Square.
Yes.
Yep. With the maitre d', Sean. That's right. I really miss this place.
I miss it, and I've never been there. I'm sad that I never got to go.
I have really fond memories of sitting. Did I mention that the tables were round with glass tops?
You didn't have to. I knew.
You knew. Okay. And did you know that the placemats were those paper ones with like the Chinese zodiac on them?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that kind of Chinese American restaurant so much.
It was so good.
Still do.
Anyway, I have very, very vivid memories of the Kikkoman soy sauce thing with like two pour spouts. Yep.
We had one of those at home at some point for no reason.
I did too.
Okay.
I did too. And it seemed like there was always something that we would order that I would need that for. Maybe as a kid, it was like a bowl of white rice or something.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Okay. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I hadn't thought about it.
Yeah. But then, of course, you know, a good condiment on the table memory, like when wife of the show, Lori, and I first moved to Seattle, we liked to drive over to Alki Beach and eat at Spud Fish and Chips. Mm. And they had malt vinegar on the tables. And I had never had that before. And I thought it was great.
When I was a kid and my dad and I would go out to lunch together on the weekend, we would almost always go to Long John Silver, which was next door to Borg's.
Okay.
On May Avenue.
Sure.
And I remember it was one of the ones where the building itself looked like it had like a shipwreck.
Yes.
On
yes.
it.
Yes. I know what you mean.
And I remember
like a ship somehow crashed into the restaurant.
That's right. And I remember my dad teaching me about malt vinegar because, yeah, again, it was just out on the table in a bottle. And putting it on like the steak fries, which were the kind of fries they had at Long John Silver.
Yeah, so good. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. Yeah, if I go to like a barbecue place or a steak place, neither of which I do that often, so it's like a special treat. Like if there's A1 sauce on the table or some kind of, it can be house-made barbecue sauce or like commercial bottled barbecue sauce, I'm really happy either way. You know, those are my sauces.
Mm-hmm. So getting around to ketchup and mustard,
I'm not fond of either one.
Which seem like the basic condiments, but I am hard-pressed to think of many restaurants where they are just on the table, unless it's like a really casual, like, hot dog or burger place.
Yeah, no, I think of this as being like a diner thing.
Really?
Yeah, like I think there's ketchup on the table at diners.
And would they
at
be
least sometimes.
In like the orange and yellow squeeze bottles?
They could be in the squeeze. That reminds me, again, there's a thing they bring you.
Or there might be a glass bottle of
Heinz bottle is what I am envisioning. Because I have a vivid memory for some reason, and maybe you can help me figure out like is this like a thing. Of reading like a Q&A column where someone asked a question, I was pretty young, about why do they mate the ketchup bottles at the diner like after hours.
What?
And I didn't even know what this meant at first, but it means like so that you don't have like an almost empty bottle on someone's table when they sit down. Like they go around and like pour the ketchup into
sure.
like consolidate it,
yes.
which is called mating the bottles. Maybe no one else uses this term, and then recycle the empty ones.
Well, of course.
What am I even at? What's the question
what
here?
Are you
I
asking?
Don't know.
I've never
Have
heard...
you done this? That's my question.
No.
Me neither.
No, but it's... this... I mean, I've definitely... Where have I worked where I had to refill salt shakers?
That sounds fun.
I've definitely worked somewhere where I had to refill salt shakers.
We recently, for our corporate retreats, stayed at an Airbnb where the salt and pepper shakers were labeled not salt, not pepper. So cute.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, hold on. How do you feel about, and here I'd like you to go back to your pre-COVID mind.
Okay.
But how do you feel about communal bottles on tables? Because you know they're not going to get wiped down every time.
Well, okay.
The table gets cleared.
This raises a good question. Like, it doesn't really bother me, or at least wouldn't have.
I feel like they sometimes get really greasy.
Yeah, like people grabbing them with their greasy hands.
Yeah.
But, like, that's sort of, like, I feel like that's sort of part of, like, the folklore of that kind of place.
Hmm.
I think, like, in order to be, like, a condiment that lives on the table, like, it has to be, like, a certain type of condiment that isn't going to go bad over the course of the day. So it's
sure.
not going to be, like, Romesco sauce. It's
That's
not
right.
going to be mayo.
Well, and
right?
even if it's going to be like strawberry freezer jam, it's only going to be out for brunch service.
Right.
Or if it's like an all-day brunch thing, then I don't think they'd leave it on the table.
Right. But if it's like a Thai restaurant, like sometimes like a Thai restaurant, they'll bring you like a caddy with like four condiments and seasonings.
Love it
I love
when they
that.
Come in a caddy.
Yes, but also sometimes that just lives on the table, and usually like one of them will be like some sort of like either sweet chili sauce or like pickled chilies, and one will be like chilies in fish sauce, mm-hmm. Pek Nam Pla. Like those are among my favorite condiments to get on the table. I love the little caddy, and of course they're fine to sit all day.
Sure. I'm so glad you mentioned the caddy because like salt and pepper shakers sometimes come in a caddy
sure.
too. And it's so lovely. I love the little caddy.
Me too.
What about, okay, so I know a condiment experience that I have frequently, which is at Din Tai Fung.
Yes.
So there's black vinegar and soy sauce. And then anything else on the tables there?
Well, they bring shredded ginger, but it's not like sitting there when you sit down.
That's right. Chili oil.
Chili oil,
There's
yes.
chili oil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for some reason, I never really think too much about those.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to use all of them. I think like...
I use them too. Yeah.
But you don't think about them.
But I don't think about them or feel like skeeved out by greasy fingers.
Oh, okay.
I think part of what's distressing to me is when there's ketchup and mustard, often they're also like French fries
yeah,
or onion
burgers,
rings and things get really greasy.
Like messy burgers.
I also do not want to see like a blob or a smear of the condiment on the outside of the container. I don't want to see that.
Like... I agree. Like, I feel like there's a real divide. Like, I'm a mind at war with itself because, like, as kind of like an aesthetic, you know, just like as part of the aesthetic of this kind of restaurant, I love the idea that there's like a grease stain and a sauce stain on the bottle and maybe even on the table. Like, do I actually want to sit down and be confronted with that up close? No. Do I like the phrase greasy spoon? Yes. Do I want to be given a greasy spoon? No.
No. Okay, well, so far we've been talking about things that are sort of for some reason the word that's coming for me is like bulk.
Okay.
In the vessel
oh,
stays there
mean.
And multiple parties like use it. Whereas there are also condiments that come in single serving packets, like little tiny jams. We could also, I don't know how you feel about little pats of foil wrapped pats of butter. Is that a condiment?
That's a really good question. Is butter a condiment? It is wet. And you can't apply it at the table. So I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
So that's, I don't typically use the little butter packets because I don't usually spread butter on things, but I do love the little butter packets.
Oh, I love the little
butter packets.
They're
like, you know, perfect
packets.
Little rectangular solids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I think about condiments that are on restaurant tables, when I think about like single serving ones, I pretty much only think of jam and foil wrapped butter. But of course, all the condiments or a lot of the condiments we've been talking about that come in like a squeeze bottle also come in a single serving format, but they're not usually out on the table.
Right. So we recently stopped at Dairy Queen for lunch. That's and they right. had ketchup, mustard, and mayo packets and relish, I think also mm-hmm. packets, but they're at like a station where you can pick them up. They don't sit on the table because people would like, you know, kids would squirt them at each other all the time, which they do anyway.
And I think that at least in the past, maybe there would have even been like a little condiment station where they were in like chafing dishes with a pump and you would like
sure.
pump it
yeah.
out. I mean, I remember doing that at the Wendy's of my youth.
Oh, yeah.
And there'd be like a little white Dixie cup and you would pump the ketchup
course,
into
yes.
it. Ah,
they
so
have
good.
That with the like the hot sauce at Taco Bell.
Okay.
No, Taco Time. Sorry.
Taco Time.
I want to talk about Taco Bell also. But, Taco Time, which is a Northwest taco chain. They have the little cups, and they're like the perfect size for dipping your tightly rolled burrito in.
Oh, that's great.
Very satisfying.
That's so good.
I've got a conundrum for you.
Okay.
This is our like sporkful segment. Like, you know, is a hot dog a sandwich? Is coffee creamer a condiment?
Wow. I was about to say no.
But I feel like it kind
but
of...
But I think like, it kind of is.
Yeah, but like...
Because it's something
yeah.
that is added purely for flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a part of the cooking process. It's added after the fact.
It is wet.
It is wet.
Well, I mean, not... It can be.
I think... And, you know, it often is just sitting out on tables.
Yeah. Sometimes like it like
I think it's a condiment.
Yeah, I think so
too. I mean,
too.
I don't really like this answer,
I was
going to
try and
like
add
answer.
A corollary that like it's not a condiment if you're using it to flavor another liquid, but that doesn't make sense.
No. Because now we get back to seasonings. But I was going to say like a sugar packet going into iced tea, but that's a seasoning. It's not a condiment.
Is sugar a seasoning?
Hold on. Wait a minute. What if it's simple syrup? You know how like some really like fancy places will have simple syrup to put in your cold beverage.
Yeah, I think
beverage.
That's a condiment.
That's a condiment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Huh. We're really laying down the law here.
Oh my gosh. Like, my mind
of,
is just
of,
on
taxonomy.
Fire right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So far we've talked about a lot of sort of Americana and also a lot of like Asian cuisine condiments.
Okay.
We've talked a little bit about hot sauce at Taco Time.
Yes.
What
Let's
about
talk
other...
about Taco Bell because okay. I love Taco Bell. Very much. And it was like the favorite fast food restaurant when I was a kid. And it's still one of my favorites, although I don't go there very often because as I mentioned, the Taco Bell in my neighborhood closed like 20 years ago and I still miss it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was at Broadway and Mercer.
Oh, gosh. It was close.
Yeah.
Oh, Matthew, yeah, that's a big loss.
And they had two tacos for 99 cents for like most of its existence.
Oh, that is a big loss for
and
you.
My favorite sauce. Fire sauce. Taco Bell fire sauce. The packet is a beautiful, fiery color. The sauce is so good. It's kind of like weirdly thick and kind of sweet and pretty spicy. I love that stuff so much. I don't want to know what's in it. Don't tell me.
And is it like Taco Bell's hot sauce?
Well, there's mild sauce, hot sauce, fire sauce, and Diablo sauce.
Ah, and this is in order of spiciness.
Yeah, it was originally just, when I was a kid, it was just like mild and hot. Then they added fire, which I liked immediately. The Diablo is more recent. I've tried it and it's good, but I don't like it as much as the fire.
Okay.
The fire sauce is not, it's hard to compare it with like some other hot sauce that you like because it's really its own thing.
Do you think it's a perfectly engineered food product?
I do, absolutely.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, well, we need to get Taco Bell.
We need
Bell
to get Taco Bell.
Soon.
Yeah, there's one on like 15th Avenue West, Northwest, West.
Really?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I drive past there all the time. I'm going to look for this.
Okay. It's on the east side of the street, and it may be a combined like Taco Bell, KFC.
I think
KFC.
You may be right. I think there's like a bus stop right
yeah.
there.
Let's do this. I'll meet you there.
Okay. All right, great. Wow. What else do we have to say?
I feel like I'd want... Oh, what about hot sauce on tables? I know we did this on an episode previously where we talked about, like, which is your favorite hot sauce to see on a table. But sure. I want to see some hot sauce on the table for sure.
Absolutely. I recently ran out of, I think it was Tapatio, and went to the grocery store. And for some reason, anyway, they were out of Tapatio and I wound up buying Valentina instead, which reminded me...
I don't know
me,
if I've had Valentina.
I think I first encountered Valentina in like Costa Rica or something, even though it's a Mexican hot sauce. It's fine.
Okay.
But yeah. it made me feel a little vacation-y for a minute because I think of Valentina as living on tables in a particular place. And that was a nice feeling.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Thanks for the suggestion, PYL3003, which I feel like it's supposed to be like read in like, you know, like leet speak, like pill boob or something, but
or
I
pretty young like PYT.
Yeah, pretty young.
Pretty young listener.
That's what it is.
Pretty
Thank
young
you.
Listener 3003.
Yeah, and not necessarily like young chronologically, could be just young at heart.
Yeah, totally. Okay. All right. Well, we don't have any spilled mail today, but we would love more spilled mail. So yeah. Send us some spilled mail at contact@spilledmilkpodcast.com.
Yeah. If you've got a burning question for us, that's the right email address. And if you've got a burning question for us, put it out first and then send it to us.
Put it out. Because it's burning.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. It was a really good joke.
That was a great joke. Mm-hmm. Matthew, you've got a now, but wow.
I do. I have a YA romance called Fake Dates and Mooncakes by Cher Lee, and it's a gay male YA romance.
That sounds great.
And there is, you know, one thing that gave me pause is there is a very rich guy in the book, which usually I'm like, you don't want to be with this rich guy, but he is nice. It's not his fault his parents are rich. It's not his fault he has a Ferrari. Do I want to ride in his Ferrari? Yes, of course. And
is that a euphemism, Matthew?
Could be.
Okay.
Like, but there's also like the characters are really lovable and there is a ton of great Singaporean Chinese food in this book because that's the community that the book is set in. So I think you will enjoy this. It's called Fake Dates and Mooncakes by Cher Lee. That's Sherlee.
And how's the like romance side of it? Like, is it very steamy?
It is not very steamy. It's
more steam.
It's kind of like a, you know, first love kind of thing.
Okay. Okay. And where did you find it?
It was recommended to me by wife of the show, Lori.
Great. What a gal. Okay. Well, our producer is Abby Circatella.
What a gal.
What a gal indeed. I have a Substack newsletter called I've Got a Feeling, and I post essays there about all kinds of stuff, mostly not food. And I've been doing it since February 2022. It's really fun. You can find it at mollyweisenberg.substack.com.
And I have a band called Early to the Airport that makes rock and roll music.
That's right.
It's available anywhere you get your music. We have a couple of covers that are fun. We did a Robin song and we did a Britney Spears song and a Taylor Swift song. And we also do originals. And my favorite of those, if you want to like listen to the last song on the record, listen to the song Royal Road. I'm really proud of my vocals on that one.
I love that one. They can rate and review us wherever they get their podcasts, can't they?
They, the listeners. They certainly can.
Yeah.
They can talk to other listeners at everythingspilledmilk.reddit.com.
That's right. And thank you so much for listening to Spilled Milk.
The show that's been sitting on this table for the last 8 hours, getting sweaty
real
and stained.
Greasy.
And real greasy.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
I'm not touching that. Oh, wow, Matthew. And now you've just given away what the topic is for our Valentine's Day bonus episode.
Okay, Abby, cut all of that.